Welcome, everybody, to episode 4 of Sig Neutron Sputron. Irreverentism. Why do we hate religion so much? And why are we afraid to explore our own spirituality? That's what I'm going to talk about today. I'm going to spew on it. Ba-chicka, chicka-cow. Why is it, though? You think about it, in today's modern age, we're all super weirded out and uncomfortable talking about spirituality because it's just like politics, religion and politics, which sort of almost go hand in hand. Why are we so afraid to speak our minds with one another? It's because we've stopped understanding. We've stopped listening when everybody's just, everything's become so polarized that we're just going to tear the world in half if it keeps going the way it is. And that's unfortunate. Well, if you're like me, I've always believed in something else, something more to this world than what we could see. Something in my very core being taught me that. I don't know if it taught me that. I just knew it, you know? As I grew up and I tried out different religions and learned different theologies and things, like none of it really spoke to me because it all seemed so filtered through man and other people's experience. You know, it's hard to get on board with something when it feels so wrong, especially it's something as in-depth as spirituality. Like, why can't we discuss these things? Why is it so taboo? Well, that's why I'm starting irreverentism, because I believe that we should discuss these things and openly and honestly and with tolerance and love and respect. That's what I'm all about. I know there are so many people out there like me that want to explore spirituality. They know too that something more exists. And you are the people that I want to be talking to, because we together, maybe we can find some answers. You know, if we stop being so divided and we look at all the little nuggets of truth hidden around the world's cultures and different cultural lenses, I think if we start focusing those lenses together, we might see some crazy shit. So if you want to explore personal spirituality, but religion has left a bad taste in your mouth, well, come with me as we discuss spirituality and all that shit without being condescending and tolerant of others' beliefs or try to cram anything down your throat. Because that's for the bedroom, you filthy animals. You're listening to Sig Neutron Sputron, and we're about to get real about religion.
Hello, 8-bit breakdown. Leave a lot baloney, motherfuckers.
Well, if I mentioned religion and you made it through the intro and you're still listening, then I salute you and I appreciate it. Look, I am nowhere near a saint or even trying to act like one. If you're listening to this, chances are you already know who I am, and I'm just a silly dude who likes making monsters with substance abuse problems. You know, and also I believe there's a little bit more to life than, than what we can see. And I know there are plenty of you guys out there that believe that too. And I don't know, I just want to discuss religions and figure it out and talk about it openly and encourage people to do so. and like figure out, maybe we can come to some answers, because I feel like people stop looking for answers. And you know why they stop looking for answers? Because of religion, because of man. Mankind has done so much bullshit in the name of religion that it's insane. And any logical thinking person that's compassionate and, I don't know, liberal, like, we've looked at religion and all of the religious assholes that are holier than thou have scared us all away from it. But we shouldn't be scared from it, because it's not, their religion is not our religion. Religion is a very personal thing. And we should go on a personal quest for personal answers, because we're all here for some reason. It's not just random chance. There's so fucking much out there that we don't even understand. I don't know. At least where I'm at in life, I'm like, I don't know, I guess on average, halfway through it, almost 30 years old, starting to think about my own mortality. I don't know. I don't know. I've always been fascinated by mythologies, and recent events in my life have led to me not thinking that all of the mythologies are bullshit. I think what mankind, and I think the mankind filter is bullshit. And that's what we need to get past. So thanks for hanging out with me while we discuss this. And not every episode of my podcast we're going to discuss these things, but I'll sprinkle them in here and there. If you don't want to hear this now, or you're not ready to hear it, then that's fine. Skip to the next one, because it'll be a funny one. But if you are here and you're listening, then that means you might be ready to hear what I have to say, sirs and ladies and everyone's in betweens. A little background on me, religious-wise. I grew up, my mom, she never really, like, forced religion on us, but it just, you know, it kind of just always seemed like the thing to do. You go to church on Sundays, like, as a kid, I don't know, I'm drawing fucking monsters and not even paying attention to what the dude's saying. But I did actually like Sunday school, because I learned all the stories. I really liked the stories of the Bible. In Christianity, I believe that it's a good guidelines. It's a good way to live your life. You know, the Ten Commandments, those are pretty solid, except for the ones, you know, that don't really hold up to time, about like stealing donkeys or something. I don't know. I'm misquoting probably, but you know, it's a good way to live your life. My mom took us to the Protestant churches, and boy howdy, man, them's is some holy rollers. Yeah, people, that's the churches that you see all those like funny YouTube videos of people like getting the Holy Ghost and going nuts. Oh man, as a kid, I did not understand this. What in the so fuck ever? I mean, I'm seeing all these, there was times where I actually got pulled up once with my mom. And they're like speaking in tongues, like sha la 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 ba ta ta sha ta 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 ha la la ba ba, and like I'm like, what is happening? What is this? Little 8-year old me is like, what in the fuck nugget titty bags is going on here? And then they're like, everybody's like putting their hands on my mom's head, and she's like starts convulsing and falling to the ground, and I'm like, it's scaring me. Everybody's like shouting and being all scary and creepy and weird, because I have no idea what's happening. I just wanted to go back and draw monsters, and now I'm up here and all these people are shouting strange words. Now they're putting their hands on my head too. And I just remember standing there and with everybody like so into it, and then I saw my mom fall down, and I'm like, no, God, now their hands are on my head. What do I do? What do I do? So I just straight up totally just like took a dive for the floor. I'm like, oh, well, I guess I should just fall down now, because that's what everybody else is doing. I didn't feel any Holy Ghosts, any Holy Spirit. I just saw a lot of crazy, weird people surrounding me and making me uncomfortable. So that was my intro to religion. I just holy rolled right into it. I don't regret it. It was interesting to see, to say the least. As I grew up and I hit my teen years, I just started developing sort of an anti-church attitude. I think I went through an atheism phase, because, you know, I was like the emo dark kid. But I don't know, atheism never felt right to me, because I definitely always thought that there was something more out there. I just wasn't sure what. And I did a lot of like reading of theologies and things like that. And still like nothing really ever spoke to me because I never saw any proof. And they always say faith is a big factor in religion. And yeah, that's probably true. Especially what I've come to learn recently. I do believe that is true. But I skated through most of my life with this, I don't know if you call it agnostic outlook on things. You know, basically my thoughts were, there's so much bullshit propaganda like spouted by man that I couldn't even find the word of God if I wanted to. So I'm just going to live, like I know the difference between right and wrong. So I'm just going to live my life the best way that I feel like I can. And if I get to the pearly gates and then some God wants to send me to hell because I didn't believe in him because of the bullshit of man, well, then I wouldn't want to believe in a God like that anyways. You know what I mean? Now that you know how I spent most of my life thinking, now I want to get into the parts that you may or may not believe me about. And that's totally fine. But I think you should still at least hear me out because maybe you'll find something, some truth in there because we're all looking for it. And I feel like I'm starting to see it, scratching the surface. I have nowhere near all the answers, but I absolutely 100% believe in deities now. Now, how you want to define them, that's a little bit hazy because gods, demons, angels, devils, aliens, interdimensional beings, you know, beings from the future, beings from the past, like it's... I think they're all the same thing, and they do exist, and 100% believe in them. I can explain to you why, but just don't shut down right when you hear me saying, oh yes, I do believe in higher power, because religion has taught us that, because I'm not some guy that's like trying to like cram this down your throat or anything. I'm just trying to discuss it logically and reasonably with you so that maybe you can find some answers for your own life out of whatever I'm saying, because I truly believe that religion is like completely personal and it's tailored to each person just as much as their DNA or fingerprints are. So that being said, now let's get into my life as of late. Long story short, Randy and I have been guided by deities and they have basically walked us through all different theologies of the world and shown us all of the ties that and crossover and things that similarities between all of the world's religions. Like, and if you look at Jungian philosophy, he believes in the archetypes that are just present in man. Like you have the Zeus like lightning archetype, and that's present all around the world through multiple different cultures, but it's just filtered through a different cultural lens and they give it a different name. You know, in Africa, it'd be Shango, but in Greek, it was Zeus. And, you know, in the, man, I'm blowing the geography here, but in other places of the world, it was Odin, maybe, you know? So there's all of these energies and deities that are sort of, they essentially the same. In a, I don't understand it all, but this is just a, like what I'm trying to wrap my head around. They're the same-ish, but they operate under different names. After they've walked us through multiple like theologies from ancient Egypt to Africa to like voodoo, now I've been guided to start reading about like space and time. So now I'm starting to work on theories and anything I say, this is all just my, I speak in what ifs and maybes. I don't speak in definites because I don't know anything for sure. I really do not know. I know the research that I do and the conclusions that I draw, but this is all my personal opinions and my take on whatever's happening in my life. So I could be right, I could be wrong, but who knows? It's fun to think about, right? I've always been fascinated with the idea of a conscience. Like, what is that voice in our head? It's physically impossible to be talking to yourself. Like, how does one discuss things and think things through with themselves, because something has to be in your head to listen to the thoughts, and then other thoughts come from other places. So what are those thoughts? Who are those voices? There's the classic image of the angel and the devil on your shoulder, that's your conscience. And I kind of think that might be how it is. I think that you have different energies speaking to you and helping you talk out your problems and like trying to guide you one way or another. I mean, think about it. Like, is that not just batshit bonkers crazy that we hear voices in our head? Like everybody does. You totally have an inner monologue. You hear like songs in your head out of nowhere. And you know, where do some of these thoughts come from? Like, what about our brains puts all these thoughts together? And sometimes you don't agree with your own self in your head. So what's the deal with that shit? You know, it's like, it's me. Shouldn't I agree with myself? And now it's like, you start thinking about it too much and you feel like a fucking crazy person. I do a lot of rambling and tangents and things like that. But basically my goal with the Reverentism is, so the deities and how they've guided us through life and they've helped us get our life in order. Like I've lost so much weight. Like I'm healthy now. Like I quit drinking. Like I feel like good and like positive and motivated and like focused, you know? And all of the things that they like showed me was through practical advice. Like we followed their practical advice and it completely changed my lives. So what I'm trying to do with the Reverentism is my takeaway from what I learned. And I want to lay everything out in practical life applications. And I know there are plenty of you out there that maybe don't believe in the spirit side of things, and that's fine. But I want to lay out the practical side. And then maybe if you apply those practical things in your life and you see the crazy changes in a positive way that it can bring about in your life, then maybe you'll be like, okay, well then what's your spiritual explanation for this? But either way, you believe the spirit side or not, doesn't matter, because if you put your practical applications into your life, you're still honoring the gods and you're still following your true path. And that's what I think is wholly important, is that we find balance in our lives and we follow our true path. Have you ever noticed in life when you, I don't know, took a risk and you just went for that job or you made that move and everything just seemed to fall into place? Well, that's because that's what you're supposed to be doing. Like there are deities that are with you and spirit guides and things. I don't know how all it works, but I know that there are things there that are trying to help you keep on track and do your life's purpose and what you want to do, what your true self wants. You know, underneath, think about it, like all those anxieties and worries and emotions and stuff. What is your true self? Like you, if you just sit down and you remove yourself from the context of life. You said, if I could be doing anything right now, what would I be doing? Not worried about money, not worried about the possibility of it. Like just, what does that you want to do? And if you really think about it long enough, you might find that that's your purpose. Like that's what you should be doing. And then you take a step back even further and like, okay, well, what can I do practically? What steps could I take to achieve that, to make that life change? If you're happy in life and like everything is going good for you, then hey, you're just good at listening and you're like, you're on the right track. So keep doing what you're doing. If you're unhappy and you feel like nothing's ever working out and you're always depressed all the time, well, it's probably because you're not doing what you yourself, your true self wants to be doing. So I believe there are deities that are there to help you along, to find that path and make things like help things work out for you. And I also believe that there are deities out there to stand in your way, to be obstacles, to like make you earn that. Because if anything that's given to somebody is, you don't appreciate it. You don't like, if you really want to learn a lesson, you have to fuck up. You have to make mistakes. Like everybody thinks like self-realization and self-discovery is all about like, I don't know, going to the woods and meditating and stuff. No, that self-discovery is about fucking up, making mistakes, developing substance abuse problems, overcoming those problems, and still getting your shit together and living a happy, like driven, motivated life. That's finding your purpose. So that's what I believe. So if you don't believe the spirit end of that, the practical application of that is, if you're unhappy with your life, then you're just out of touch. You're not listening to what you truly want. And you believe in you, right? So find out what you really want and go for it. Like, don't let anything stop you. If you're unhappy, then you're doing something wrong. All it takes is like changing your habits, because whatever you're doing right now is not working for you, right? And that's just the practical application. So maybe you've forgotten yourself, or you're not living up to your own self-expectations. So you could look at it that way if you want to. You don't even have to look at the deity part of it. The deities are going to help you and hinder you whether you like even know they're there or not. So there are deeper ways to work with the deities and more involved ways, which I'll discuss in a later podcast. Honestly, honoring your personal deities that are looking out for your own greater good is like putting in the work towards your greater good. And that makes the deities happy and they'll help you. And that's what they want. I think they understand that like the world is confusing and we don't like, we're only human, man. And we can only know what some bag of bones before us has told us. So we're all on this quest to find out like why the fuck we're here. And we're all looking for answers, but we're all standing in each other's way. And that shit's got to stop, man. That's the problem, is that everybody is standing in each other's way of finding their own spirituality. And again, irreverentism, that's what I want to push, is let's help each other discover your own personal religion and your own personal deities and your own personal path. It's all about believing in yourself. Like, man, Satanism, like I'm on board with believe in yourself. That's great. Some of the other things, I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of good, aspects of Satanism, and maybe I'll do a whole podcast on discussing Satanism. I think that's what I'm going to start doing. Is I'm going to do a whole, each episode I'll discuss a different theology and what can we take away from that, and culminate into a big old mishmash of irreverentism. I call it irreverentism because I actually call it reverent irreverentism because I believe in the gods, and I believe in respecting the gods. For the longest time, it was strange to figure out like a relationship with God. How do you think of the gods? And finally, it occurred to me that you think of them as teachers. Like, are you going to fall in love with your teacher? No. Is your teacher going to fall in love with you? No. Well, maybe, but, you know, probably not. You know, think of them as like wise old senseis that got badass shit to teach you, and if you want to learn, then you respect them as such, you know? Simple as that. As I developed the spiritual side of irreverentism, I truly believe that you could be an irreverentist and you could pray to Zeus, you could pray to Odin, you could pray to Shango, you could pray to any deity in any pantheon, because they're there, they exist. You want to pray to the air quotes darker entities, or you know, like Satan? Go for it. You know, they're all there, and they all have lessons to teach you. So, irreverentism also, it's like good and evil. It's more of a spectrum, and it's all about like what both sides have lessons to teach you. What do you want to learn in this lifetime? Because I believe that we have infinite lifetimes, and I think that we keep making the same mistakes when we come back. And it's until we can realize that mistake and fix it, then we can't move to whatever the next level is. And I think we're all stuck in this weird time loop of lifetimes and bad decisions and just misinformation. And I think it's time that we get back to looking at everything as a whole beautiful, wonderful world with so much to learn and so much to offer. And like none of this like cultural appropriation bullshit anymore. How about cultural appreciation? Learn about other cultures, like enjoy them, respect them, and share your own culture with other people, because these cultures are the puzzle pieces of the human puzzle, and it's a beautiful puzzle with many different colors and many different wonderful things, and we should start putting that puzzle together. Let's stop getting all skeezed out and peeved out and weird when we just talk about spirituality, man. Like, yeah, religion has fucked up a lot of people and still continues to do so. So let's not let it deprive us of finding our own purpose and fulfilling our lives by exploring our spirituality. Because, yeah, like the church thing, like Christianity and stuff was always weird to me. And then on the other side, the new age, like hippie-ish religions, not talking shit, but they always kind of freaked me out too. But now I'm realizing that there is truths in those religions too. And I'm not going to talk shit on any religion. I just want to talk about the religions and see what we can take away from each thing. Because there is so much to take away from everything. And just like if you just listen to one genre of music, if you just like listen to one religion, I think you're depriving yourself of a wonderful world of experience. Your old pal Siggy ain't trying to cram nothing down your throat. He's just trying to get you thinking, because thinking is good, and you should be thinking. Shouldn't be asleep. You should wake up and start thinking. Dreams. Don't get me started on dreams. I'm going to do a whole episode about dreams because they have fascinated me to no end. And I'm starting to learn that they are very important somehow. I don't know how, but I know that they are very important. And I will chronicle my dream theories and what they are. You know, science still doesn't know what dreams are. They have theories, but they have not proven it. And I think that's so insane because everybody's like, huh. Yeah, you know, dream, that was so vivid, that was so crazy. Like, what the hell was that dream? It was just a dream. Was it just a dream? Everybody experiences them, but everybody thinks they're just so normal and commonplace. We got to start exploring our dreams, people. We got to be some psychonauts and explore our own minds and the realms within them, because the external world is only, external. There's a lot of internal business that we just all like assume is commonplace, but we're not really questioning it. I know you got questions, so do I. And only together may we find answers. Can I get an amen? So again, this was just the random ramblings of thoughts that I've had this week. And next week I might have completely different thoughts. That's why I'm doing this podcast, to just sort of chronicle my search for meaning and why I'm here. And I would love it if you want to join me on that quest, because I think it's the most important quest that we're all not questing for. So in upcoming episodes, I'm going to have some guests on, and we're just going to discuss some interesting things. I might do some Twitch stuff. If you have any questions, or if you have any points that you want to bring up about religion, and I'll answer them on the podcast, I would love it if you email me, signeutron@gmail.com. Hit me up with those questions and let's discuss, because, if you feel compelled to send me a question, well, maybe we might both find an answer, because I believe that there are no coincidences or accidents. I feel that we all get nudged by divine forces, and if you felt compelled to send me something, there's probably a reason. And that's the thing, I don't believe in fate, but I'm learning that there are no coincidences or just, you know, random occurrences, but there is free will, and we absolutely have the free will to decide how to react to the stimuli that are presented in our lives. But the stimuli that happen to us are not on accident, and they're not random. And if you look at it that way, then you could think, huh, well, that was odd that happened to me today. What could that mean? What application could that, what answer could I come to or conclusion could I draw from this random occurrence that happened in my life? One of my old friends called me out of nowhere and said something about something that was completely odd, and I was thinking about that that day too. Huh, that didn't feel random. Start thinking of life as a great mystery and a great puzzle, and it's specifically you. You're living your own story, and there are forces at work trying to teach you things. And what can you learn from the things that happen to you? Look at it that way, and it makes life a lot more fun and a lot more exciting, I think. I mean, you don't have to look at it that way, but see, you don't even have to think about, again, there you go, practical side. You don't even have to think about the deity aspect of it or the spiritual side. Just start thinking of life as tailored specifically to you, because your life is tailored specifically to you. And if everything that happens is happening for a reason, what can I learn from those reasons? And what are those reasons? Well, I don't know. Start looking for them. And maybe you'll find them. And your life might just get better because of it. Isn't that what we all want? We're searching for better lives of some sort. Well, that's me rambling, and I hope you enjoyed my rambles. I got way more to talk to about all this stuff. I don't even know what that means. I got way more to talk to about all this stuff? Yeah, no, I have way more stuff to talk about. I think next episode's going to be a fun, ridiculous, silly one, because, you know, we got to keep that balance, but... Then I'm going to do an episode on dreams next. And Randy's making some dream pillows that she's going to sell too. I'll talk about lucid dreaming, all kinds of awesome dream shits. And maybe you'll learn something that you had no idea that how crazy dreams are. And you've just been sitting there thinking, oh, everybody just has dreams. Well, they do, but there's more to them. Well, find me at all the social medias. Mainly, go to my Twitch. Find me on the Twitch, because then you can talk to me live and you can watch me do things with my hands, because you can't do that in a podcast. Twitch.tv/SigNeutron. I usually post my schedule on Twitter at SigNeutron every Sunday. So my streaming schedule changes every week, and I post it on Sundays on my Twitter. So go follow me on the Twitter. I try to be really active on Instagram at SigNeutron. And yeah, do all that stuff. Also, go to our YouTube and subscribe there, because you can watch me sculpt things in high speed, and also all the weird videos and shit that we make when we're not, I don't know, I'm not spouting about religion and deep thoughts and stuff. That's youtube.com/bizarroagogo, BIZARROAUGOGO. Well, until next time, sweetums. I don't know why I was going to say sweetums. Or darlings. Here we go again. Nope, my outro's failing. Well, until next time, squiggle buns. Nope, that's... Maybe we'll get it next time. Nope, I got nothing. All right, well, have a great one. Be sure to stay positive, productive, and motivated. Yeah, that was... Bah! Over and out.